Hello History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, you know, we're going to do it again. We're going to start the second hour of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about how El Paso was named officially.
Who really named El Paso? Anson Mills, a man never given to self-deprecation, claimed the honor of having named El Paso on his survey map of 1859. But really, there was little reason to call the place otherwise, inasmuch as the Postmaster General of the United States had so designated the post office El Paso in 1852. S.H. Newman, in his reminiscences written in 1906, give this explanation of the names borne by the community at one time or another. You have heard of El Paso being formerly named Franklin. This is a mistake. A man by the name of Ben Frank Coons bought the old Ponce Grant, which was known thereafter as Rancho de Franquilin, and people cut it short into Franklin in speaking of it. And an effort was made to change the name of the post office to Franklin, but it was never done. Ever since this has been a town, it has been El Paso, and only El Paso. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I went online. There was Bernie playing a guitar.
I know, just banging away on that thing. Yeah, but he had another nickname for a while, was Santa Maria, which was named after the mercantile store that Coons set up. So it's had all kinds of different names.
I never heard that one. Yeah. Well, yeah, but see, they didn't make up the word El Paso. It was already in the town across the river.
Well, yeah.
And that was because of what?
What was the reference to the area? It was the pass of the north.
There was one spot on the Spanish maps where they crossed the river of the Rio Grande.
Paso.
That spot was called El Paso.
Paso del Norte.
And that's why it got its name.
The Paso of the North.
But it wasn't because it passed through the mountains. Pass across the river.
Oh, yeah. Pass
the ford
to the north.
Across the river was whatever.
There were a lot of passes out there.
But yeah, take
but
a pass.
But the U.S. government, of course, have named it.
The rest of this. But 45,000 people look at this stuff on the history
All lines. The time, they do. And then also you've got people, you know, if you're interested in getting involved, we get calls all the time. For people, they can call Bernie at 915-581-7920. And if you got questions or you want to get involved or want to learn more about history, give him a holler. And then also don't forget Barbara Givenbaney and her Facebook page. Remember in El Paso When, because they've got great history stories, pictures. People contribute to it all the time.
And they're working hard at this.
Yeah. I mean, they've been going for a long time. And who knows how many Facebook followers. I give up now. It's over.
Well, they had in the 45, 50,
somewhere.
Some the thing is, they could use some help. It's a volunteer thing.
Yeah.
They could use some help with some more moderators.
Yeah.
So go on to the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When, and talk to Barbara, because she's the one that runs it, Barbara Givenbaney. But also, they have Jim Carlton on there.
Mm-hmm.
They have Rick Duncan, Fred Whitlock, Jim
all
Carlton,
kinds of
Ken
people.
Weiss, Art Garcia.
But they all use more.
Well, they need some more people because they actually monitor it very closely. And you don't get out of line on that page without being noticed.
Well, it's not political. They just want to have a good time and share fun stuff.
No,
you know, history.
No,
yeah.
The politics doesn't enter into it. It's procedure.
Exactly.
You know, they don't want you posting the same picture six times because then Facebook gets mad at them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you realize that?
And the people that go through there get mad.
Because you see it six times. Anyway, moving on to history. And we go now to Concordia Cemetery. And we have a reporter live on the scene. No, she's actually here. Patricia Kidney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
What microphone do we need to turn on? 3, 2, 1. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah!
There we go.
Now, Patricia showed up with her red hair all curled up and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you
curly
like,
top.
You like curly red hair. That's you.
That's me.
So you're the lady that basically takes care of the cemetery and kind of makes sure it happens.
Well, I'm head of a great group of volunteers that helps.
She's the heifer.
Are you the president of this organization?
I am president of this organization.
And it is called?
Concordia Heritage Association.
And the whole point is to take the heritage of El Paso that's in the ground out there and make sure people know who's there, what they did, what they contributed to El Paso, that kind of thing. That's your walk through history.
That is. That's our walk through history. Exactly.
Tell us more about that.
My goodness. Well, every year since 1991, we have been having a walk through history day at Concordia Cemetery.
Was it first here that somebody decided you can walk around a graveyard and talk about the dead and it's okay?
I don't know if we were the first, but we were certainly out there and active.
You have had upwards of 100 people sometimes standing at graves.
Exactly.
And explaining who's there. And they explain, they dress up like that person, supposedly?
They're dressed in period costume.
And they talk in first person?
And they talk in first person.
Tell us something.
And they are sharing the stories of that person's life and the importance of their lives.
So the walkthrough history is actually next Saturday.
Next Saturday on October 20th.
Time is
11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
What's all there to do in this event?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're going to get to hear all of these stories. And while you're listening to the stories, it's a self-guided walking tour. And you just go from person to person. And if you think it's too far to walk, you can ride on a tractor-drawn hayride.
Oh.
Furnished by Cerna Ranch and Avila Farms.
Oh, cool.
And so you can get off at any station. You can just keep riding, you know, just ride around and around if you want to. So anyway, you'll get to meet the founders of Rancho Concordia. You'll get to talk to Octavia McGoffin. You'll get to meet and visit with Lady Flo.
Oh, I like Lady Flo.
Oh, Lady Flo. She is so exciting. She adds more history every year. And we've got John Woods. John Woods.
Who's that?
He is a fellow who had a saloon, and he was a blacksmith.
Oh.
And he was a freed slave and came over here and became very successful here in El Paso. He ran a stage line between El Paso and Chihuahua.
Oh.
And he was very, very successful.
And you have a bunch of other, John Wesley Harden,
Selman,
Octavia McGoffin.
Yes, we have all of those. We've got a new one this year, Teresa Urrea, who is a Mexican curandera. And she led the Tarahumara Indians revolt against the Mexican Revolution.
Oh.
She was a really big in that facet.
So she was very popular and very unpopular to some people.
And yes. And then, of course, we've got Constable John Selman and Perry Greer. We've got Elizabeth Mundy. She was a rancher.
M-U-N-D-Y?
M-U-N-D-Y. A rancher who came in and was very successful, and then she went on to be very important in the social life of El Paso.
There's a thing on the mountain on the Franklins called Mundy's Gap, spelled the same way.
I'm sure it's the same family because this was a family of brothers who were very influential in the real estate.
Yeah, they were big in the mountain.
Big in the real estate of El Paso.
And so these are the people represented in the in the cemetery.
Yes.
And so you have somebody standing there explaining their story.
Yes, they are. And they have information that they'll give you to kind of continue if you want to do more research, because after all, you only have 5 to 8, 10 minutes to talk to these people because we have so many. And we have over in the Buffalo Soldier area, we're going to group the military history over in the Buffalo Soldier area this year. So we've got, of course, the Buffalo Soldiers of El Paso. We've got the Fort Selden group. We have the Fort Baird group. And this year, we've got Cathay Williams. Cathay Williams was a female who joined in as a Buffalo soldier.
Oh, dear.
And she fought under the name of William Cathay.
She fooled a few people.
She fooled a lot of people until she got sick over at Fort Cummings and
take off your shirt, soldier.
Had to go to the doctor. And then she was...
Surprise.
But she's going to be telling her story. We've got railroad history this year. Oh. We've got Harvey Girls. We're going to have, we've got Billy the Kid roaming around. John Wesley Harden.
Now, Billy the Kid's not buried there.
No, but not all of these people are buried at it.
But Hardin is.
Hardin is buried, but these people are telling the story of their importance in the Southwest and El Paso area.
Okay, you got some gunfighter things.
We've got gunfighters. We've got Six Guns and Shady Ladies doing two shows. Yes, yes. So we're really excited. That's going to be at the Gunfight Corral.
And that's over toward the south end of the property?
Yes, that's down by Casa Carpet.
Yeah, behind the Casa Carpet building.
And we're hoping to have some others. We've got Lucy Van Patten. We've got, oh, goodness.
She was the millinery, milliner.
Milliner who did hats and clothing. And, you know, we've got, of all things, we've got El Paso's first mayor, Ben Dowell. And
he's in there?
He's going to be, yes, and he's actually buried in Concordia.
Oh, okay.
And his Tigua Indian Prince's Bride.
Now, that's an interesting combination.
It is a wonderful story.
Did I tell you about the information I found through something or other? I can't remember. It was some history. And they were married at the Rancho Concordia.
Yes, yes.
And they were buried.
Married and buried at Concordia Cemetery.
And the trouble was, it was the same day. No,
no, no, no.
No,
no,
no, no, no, it was not. It was
no,
not.
No,
and she was a Tigua princess.
Yes, she was. And her name was Juana Marquez.
Huh.
And we're really excited about this. We have people who really work hard to help us. We've got the Chinese history represented by Anna Fahey and her community college students. So we have all sorts of historical information, and it's fun. You know, it's not like just sitting down at a lecture, a boring lecture. These people come to life.
And you can get stickers in your sandals, so don't wear them.
Right. And right now, we're hoping the rain stops, and it should clear up. I saw this morning, weekend.
This is an unusual rain, because normally in October in El Paso, it's quite clear.
Yes.
And this is Hurricane Sergio, unopposed to the guy who runs the electrons here.
Yeah.
This is Hurricane Sergio. Maybe should we start calling
it? Should be Sergio.
Yes, maybe it
Sergio.
Should.
Oh.
Yes.
But we don't get those very often. So next weekend, they'll be gone.
I think so. Yes.
We're willing it, yes.
We're really excited about this, and we have a lot of people who are prepared to help us and to make this possible.
How do you find this place?
This place is right off I-10 and 54, the Spaghetti Bowl, and you can take Montana, get over to Yandel. 3700 Yandel.
So that's the main entrance.
The main entrance is right there, yes. You can come in the Buffalo Soldier area.
Oh, you can.
Which is right across from L&J on Stevens.
Uh-huh.
So we have two entrances this year.
And you're asking $5 admission, $3 for students, et cetera. But if you had a 10, throw the 10 in there.
Really appreciate it.
This is a donation thing.
This is an educational fundraiser.
Yeah.
This one is not anything. We really lose money always on this.
Oh, do you?
Because of all the setup that we provide. We provide canopies, tables,
and chairs.
And we do a very nice program for you to have, showing all of the sponsors. And there's some coupons in there. If you, for instance, if you take your coupon for L&J Cafe, you, for the next 2 weeks, from October 20th to November 3rd, you present that little coupon, you will get 15% off your entree.
Oh, at L&J.
At L&J.
That's
a big supporter of ours.
Yeah, that's the restaurant by the graveyard.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what that means.
Yes.
Well, it's a fabulous thing you do here, and this is a biggie. It's next Saturday, the 20th, 11 to 3. And all the people that you have represented, where do you find these people? Find you.
I love history, and I'm out in the historical community a lot. And I just tap into people who have an interest and sort of see where they are in it.
Invite them to come.
We invite them, okay. But also people call us. And
Or they've come to the event and they want to do
it.
So,
yes.
Even now, if you had somebody listening and said, hey, I want to go be somebody.
They could call me. Yes.
559, what is your phone number?
591-2326.
And it's sitting right here. Make it ring, people.
Yes.
591-2326. But the point is that you can talk to people and see if maybe there's somebody else that they want to reenact.
Exactly. And we're going to have, hopefully, Father Father Pinto will be represented this year. We have Rick Melendres and his Society of Jesuit Priests.
Is he going to be the padre?
I don't know if he's going to be the one, but he is the one. He's my contact.
Well, he was big on cleaning up the guy's grave,
yes.
I remember.
Yes, he does. And they always have an event out there in the spring.
We'll talk further about this. Patricia Kidney is in the house talking about Concordia Cemetery. Next weekend, the biggie on October 20th.
That's right.
Nothing else going on. You might as well just go there.
But it's the best event
to
go to.
That is the day to go. And so that's
great way to get your walk in for the day.
A couple of things here real quick. Patricia Kidney, pick something out at Pepe's for the special. And if somebody, if in the first hour they were waiting for us to pick the special, we didn't do it, it's because Patricia can make it out there today.
That's right.
You're going to pick something you want to eat today.
Yes. You know, I tasted their chili relleno last week. Loved it. So we're going to do the chili rellenos. You get three chili rellenos with... It's a green chili stuffed with mild cheddar cheese, dipped in an egg batter, served with frijoles and rice.
Can I have a
and
beer
it
with
was
it?
So good last
Can
week.
Can I have a beer with that right now?
You certainly.
See? And people in there look. So the point is that is today the Oñate special.
Yes,
with
it
Pepe's.
Is.
Number three.
No. This is chili rellenos.
Chili rellenos have three.
Have three.
Three
yes.
chili rellenos on the menu. Whatever it costs on the menu doesn't matter. $6 today.
$6
you get it
today.
Six, and that's at Pepe's today. So, yes. 6761 Donovan Drive.
I'll be
and
there.
I'll be out there today because I haven't had Mexican food in 2 weeks.
My God.
I'm missing things
oh,
here.
Oh, no.
Also, we do want to thank the control room crowd. They work pretty hard in there when they work.
That's true.
And sometimes they just sit there and scowl and put their hands on their hips. Have you noticed how they do that?
Yes, they do.
She, and me waiting for the phone to ring.
I know.
But that's Shelley Sutherland. Thank you very much.
Shelley, yay.
For being the daughter of a Sheldon and the grandmother of a Sheldon.
That's
how about
right.
That? You're Sheldonized. That's who you are. And in the meantime, you got the main man in there. He's not just a hurricane.
No, he
is Sergio Valenzuela.
Hey, maybe we should... We should change his name to Hurricane Sergio. Hurricane Sergio.
Hurricane Sergio is doing the electrons. Thank you. And also, a shout out to David Grice today.
That's right.
He's the chief engineer. He showed up. And if you were trying to call the previous show from 9 to 10, you didn't make it because the phones didn't work.
Yeah.
So we got him.
He fixed the string on the tin can.
Well, he went in there with a screwdriver and some chewing gum, and he made that thing function. So we're happy about that. So you can call us if you like for the trivia, but we have to tell them what the questions are.
And I switched a question.
Oh, dear. What is it?
Okay. Well, our first question for the day is, the biggest memorial we have out there at Concordia Cemetery is to recognize a certain group of soldiers from the cavalry unit, and we were just talking about them.
And though that's the question?
Yes. What is that cavalry group that is the memorial out at Concordia Cemetery?
They have a special area with flags and everything.
Yeah, it's a great new it's our newest memorial out at Concordia Cemetery.
It's a biggie.
And it's a big one.
I remember
and it's a special group of soldiers. They were their own unique group.
And so what is the name of that
what
group?
What is the name of that group?
Is that the question?
That's the question.
Okay, what's another
and
question?
And the second one is Concordia Cemetery was originally a ranch. What was the name of the ranch?
Can I guess?
No, yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can
know.
Guess, but you can't say anything.
I can't keep it. I can't keep the prize because I'm bringing the prize.
Right. Yeah, and so we've got $25. And
I think it went down to 20.
Oh, it went down to 20.
The first guy at the first show.
I tell you, it's a crapshoot. Okay, it's either a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's in Canyon or an El Paso Gold DVD.
And you get that by answering those questions.
Questions, right.
And you what answer those questions by...
Answer, calling us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Hi, folks. It's your old pal, Jester Bloodlet, telling you to come on down to the Terror Trail Haunted House for thrills, chills, and fun that kills. Are you a screamer? Find out at the Terror Trail Haunted House, 401 Anthony Avenue in Canyatea. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th to November 3rd, including Halloween night. Check out Terror Trail Haunted House on Facebook. See you out there.
Say, folks, if you own land, you're going to want to listen to this. My good friends at Mahindra may have the best Mahindra tractor deal I've ever seen. For a limited time, get a Mahindra E-Max 20S HST for as low as $95 a month. This is a versatile 20-horsepower Mahindra E-Max for less than $100 a month. Now, this offer even includes Mahindra's 7-year limited powertrain warranty and access to Mahindra's nationwide dealer parts and service network. So get the E-Max for the minimum. This big-time offer will not last. Save big on the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
6.49% APR financing now through December 31st, 2018. See your dealer or MahindraUSA.com for more information. Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Goodman Ag in Las Cruces or visit GoodmanAg.com. That's GoodmanAg.com.
Smith couldn't get out of bounds and the clock runs out.
No! No! What was that?
That was a bad play all around.
You know what else is a bad play? Voting for Yvette Harrell for Congress.
Who?
Yvette Harrell. When she was a state rep, she got $500,000 in state contracts.
Oh, that's a selfish play.
Wait, she was supposed to watch over our money, and $500,000 of it ended up going to her own company?
Yep. Then Harrell didn't disclose the profits until she got caught.
Man, that's shady.
Very. Harrell also helped lead this controversial D.C. lobbying group at the same time she was a state rep. She spent thousands on all these trips for them, and guess who paid for it?
Us.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Man, she's only in it for herself.
I know. Even her fellow Republicans say she can't be trusted to look out for us.
So, game over for Yvette Harrell.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that's the game. Paid for by DCCC, DCCC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. DCCC is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Here's Crawford.
At Montana and Airway, where the Just Right Crossover SUV, the 2018 GMC Terrain SLE, is on sale for $27,277. That's $27,277. Wow! Click CrawfordBuickGMC.com or come see the Crawford Buick GMC difference.
Montana and Airway. Let's go.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, we got full phone lines here, so don't go away. We got three lines that are all lit up. Edith, Rick, and Edmundo. And if we run out of questions, we're going to ask you to make one up.
That's right.
And we'll still give you some stuff. But I'll need to tell you who's coming in here next week. Mount Crystal Ray, Ruben Escandon Jr. He is the PR guy over there. He started out as a little kid. His parents helped build it, and he then helped maintain it. So he is the main guy at Mount Crystal Ray as their spokesperson. And they have their major pilgrimage coming up at the end of the month. And that, I mean, 30,000 of your closest friends on one little mountain.
Yeah.
That is
a lot of people.
Oh, my God. So anyway, he'll talk about that next week in Hour 1. Hour 2 next week, we're going to have Mark Calamia come in from the Historical Commission, El Paso County Historical Commission. And he's going to explain the marker program, what they've got going on, how do you get one, how do you make one. How do you write one? Because that's a lot of work there.
Yeah.
And they're looking for volunteers, you can imagine. So there's that. And then October 27th, I will meet Vladimir von Surikov. He's the new director of the El Paso Museum of History. Hour two of that morning, we're going to ask Jeff Romney to come in. He's the director of the Archaeology Museum. And since it's been closed for like the last 6 weeks for renovation, we're going to ask him to explain what happened, what got renovated, and where did you go on your October vacation? Because he went to some interesting places. He went to pre-Spanish civilizations all over the Southwest, Chaco Canyon, Mesa Verde, Casas Grande, Waco Tanks. And we had ancient civilizations all over the place here.
Oh, yeah.
And people just don't realize that until somebody picks them out and says, well, here was this, here was that. November 3rd, Keith Wilden coming in, explaining the Old West history at the town of Shakespeare. And that's
that'll be fun.
There's a lot of stuff that happened in little towns around El Paso. That was one of them. And El Paso was like the center with stagecoaches going on and stuff like that.
Amazing.
And so you've got some history, too.
Yeah, going on today, head on out there after the show. The Border Archives Bazaar is going on. It's a regional history and archives preservation event going on. They're going to have genealogy, maps, photography, oral history, all kinds of great stuff. And this is going on at the Thomas Rivera Conference Center at Union East at UTEP. And it's a free event. It's just fantastic. You can even come out and get some of your family pictures and documents and such scanned for free.
DigiWall's out there.
Yeah, DigiWall's out there. You can look, you can upload some pictures of your family and stuff there also. And it's just, it's going to be a great family event. So head on out there and just enjoy it. And the parking's free at UTEP.
It's a UTEP.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it. You can get right on over there and get close.
In the Union Building.
Yes.
That's the word student is not in the name of that building.
I know, not anymore. But it's the Thomas Rivera Conference Center in Union East. It's really easy to find. It's
that's the guard or whoever.
West Union University Avenue, and they'll get you directed.
All right, we got Edith, Rick, and Edmundo in that order. Let's go to Edith. Edith, good morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning, Edith. Okay, which question were you going to be able to answer? The memorial. Okay. Which group was that? Well, you've been listening good. Right, you win. Okay.
A major thing at Concordia Cemetery is the Buffalo Soldier Memorial. It's huge.
It's a great one. It's one of the only ones we know of that's not on a military reservation.
Okay.
So we're really excited about that.
Rick took off. He had that same...
You had it in there.
Edith, We got prizes.
Okay, were you interested in the Pepes or an El Paso Gold DVD?
Well, do you have the mountains?
What?
Well, you want to try the mountains or you want Pepes, either one.
There you go.
From where you are, you'll have to pack a lunch to get there. But then when you get there, you can have lunch, you know, so you'll be all set. Now, Edith? Fair enough.
Oh, you'll love it. They're so nice there.
And
it's a great place.
Great food, too. So.
Okay,
all right, well, hold
great.
On here. Shelley will tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Edith. Hold on there. We got Rick gone, and now Edmundo's still here. Edmundo, hello.
Okay, do you think you can answer the second question? Concordia Cemetery originally was a ranch. What was the name of the ranch?
These are hard questions.
Rancho Concordia.
We're trying to give this stuff away.
I should have made you say Rancho Concordia.
But it's a DVD or what kind?
Yeah, we have an El Paso Gold DVD. And we have, let's see, oh my gosh, that's because Pepe's already went. So we have the historic sites and markers. We have the Mexican Revolution. We have Legends of El Paso Mountains. Ghost Stories, Volume 3, 4, Tom Lee's El Paso.
Are you interested in the ghosts at all? Because, I mean, what we do is a little bit different. We don't chase ghosts and make them squeak. Mm-hmm. We ask ghosts what their name is, and they tell us.
They tell us the history, yes.
And the thing about Ghost 3 is that we took on the missing Patterson's murder mystery. You ever hear about that in the 1950s? They still haven't found those people. So that's on there. There's a playhouse. The playhouse. What else is on it? Flip that over.
Which one?
The Ghost 3.
Oh, Ghost 3. Okay.
I'm trying to sell Edmundo on there.
Obviously you are.
Is it working, Edmundo? No.
We
have that one. Okay,
it's a very good one.
The Mexican Revolution was planned in downtown El Paso. I mean, that's what's weird about that. It wasn't planned in Mexico. Those people took over the hotels, and some of the office buildings. What was the name of the office building right down at the end of Mesa, crossing the Popular? Capels.
The Capels, yeah, see?
There was one crowd in there. There was another crowd over. And there were spies everywhere. And there were international people everywhere. It was just a bizarre time to be here. See, that movie needs to be made.
And he's going to be able to fill in all the blanks
for
this video.
Edmundo will be able to deal with that. All right, Mexican Revolution's for Edmundo online, too. Anything else on your mind, sir? Thank you for calling.
Thank you for listening.
Indeed. Shelley will tell you how to pick that up. Hold on there. Edmundo's on, too. He gets the DVD. And then we're going to go sell some more soap and come back and talk to Patricia. But we're going to do El Paso Inc. on the way.
We'll do that one.
So okay. Call us up if you need to.
915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Want to invest in the booming cannabis industry but don't know how? High Times has been there through the decades of decriminalization, medical, and recreational. Today, High Times is still there helping to break new ground. Now you can invest in High Times for as little as $99. Check out HighTimesInvestor.com.
High Times Holding Corp's offering will be made only by means of an offering circular, which has been filed with and qualified by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. These securities are highly speculative. Investing in shares of common stock of High Times Holding Corp involves significant risks. The investment is suitable only for persons who can afford to lose their entire investment. Furthermore, investors must understand that such investment could be illiquid for an indefinite period of time. No public market currently exists for the securities, and if a public market develops following the offering, it may not continue. To obtain a copy of the offering circular, which contains information about High Times Holding Corp, the offering, and other related topics, including the risks of the investment, please visit HighTimesInvestor.com. That's HighTimesInvestor.com. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are investors in High Times Holding Corp, but are not associated with this offering. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are not responsible for the information contained in this message, the information included at HighTimesInvestor.com, or the information filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You know, I went out to Las Mansiones a couple of weeks ago. That's a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
And he already had rented the first group of buildings. I said, what are you advertising? Well, we got another set we're building. And those are partially rented. So if you're interested in a really cool apartment, get out there, Las Mansiones. And well, I'll tell you what, we can do right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
This week only in El Paso, Inc.
The new Juarez mayor and police chief sit down with El Paso, Inc. to talk about the city's future and the rising cartel violence.
Also in the Inc., some of El Paso's most iconic downtown buildings are headed for auction. The latest in the Billy Abraham bankruptcy drama.
Fun fall events, corn mazes, haunted houses, trick-and-treating, and more.
Also in the El Paso Inc., it's the only locally owned business journal.
El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery and online at elpasoinc.com.
On ABC 7 Extra, Sunday night at 10:35, in light of Planned Parenthood's announcement that it's opening a clinic after a decades-long hiatus, ABC 7 will explore the pro-choice, pro-life debate. Why Planned Parenthood felt El Paso needed a clinic, the challenges of opening a clinic of its kind in Texas, and how some El Pasoans are saying it doesn't belong here.
Guests Lida Ness, El Paso's Women's March, and Mark Calaveria, the executive director of Southwest Coalition for Life, ABC 7 Saul Sines hosts Extra this Sunday night at 10:35 p.m.
All right, we have Patricia Kidney in the house, and we have somebody on the phone. Shelley, again, the name on the phone would be Roberto. Good morning, Roberto. I hope you got up. I hope you cleaned up after yourself. Well, yeah, but you see. Well, you got to be careful because now it's cleaned up and don't do that anymore. Well, you can afford to go to a bar now, dude. I mean, come on. Okay, be careful of what you ask for.
Well, Roberto, come back during the day. Come back next Saturday, October 20th.
You'd be so impressed.
Thank you. Right. Yeah. We've been very blessed. Since 1990, we've been working very hard to clean it up, protect it, and maintain it. Thank you.
But are you still...
Thank you, Robert.
Indeed. Thanks for calling. You take her easy. Thanks a lot. Well, you got, there's people who have had histories all over El Paso, and they've done things that maybe they shouldn't do anymore. Like Waco Tanks, don't go out there and picnic anymore. They have picnic tables now, but people used to picnic out in the areas that are archaeology. And the same way with Concordia. I mean, those are people that have their graves there. And so if you're going to party on a grave, it could be something that that you do a Dia de los Muertos.
Exactly.
Dia de los Muertos.
That's right.
Which means?
This is Day of the Dead. And this is the day that we have a festival to honor all of the traditions that are so important here in our Southwest.
So you have two big events coming. Next Saturday, the 20th, 11 to 3, is the Walk Through History during the day. And we think this gentleman just called. He should go there.
Yes.
And then the other one is?
November 3rd. And it's from the 2 p.m. till 8 p.m.
Is that a Saturday?
On a Saturday, November 3rd, on a Saturday.
And so what happens there?
We're going to be having all sorts of altars.
2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Oh, now, you need to get there pretty soon because... last year, we had over 2,000 people show up.
OMG.
Wow. Yes. We have all sorts of vendors. We have a scavenger hunt. We have face painting. We have dancers, poetry readings, decorated graves, the altars, altares. And we have performances by Matachines. We have the Aztec dancers. We have a sunset fire dance. And we have... by popular demand, 10-foot Mohiganda skeletons.
Oh, the Mohigandas are going to be there?
Through the cemetery.
Do those guys ever fall over?
Not near me.
Timber.
And not on me. But I can tell you it is so exciting.
Everybody loves those.
It is just one of the neatest things I've become involved with.
And that's a tradition that comes out of Mexico.
Yes.
A lot of people, and this is a great way for people. They're always talking about it. And I think for us in the area, it's one of the biggest events that they have for Day of the Dead. So it's another unique event in El Paso.
Why would you do this? Why would you celebrate somebody being dead?
Well, this is important. It's a way to remember this person's life. Many people come out and put the favorite foods of the departed. They put flowers, candles, some of their hobbies. And they sit there and they reflect. We have an enormous outpouring of the community coming out to celebrate the people who are buried at Concordia. They come the entire week of October 30th through Dia de los Muertos. Decorate, sit there, and remember their loved ones.
So that's the point. And people kind of wonder, what is that all about? If you're not from the area and you just tune into this stuff, it's like, what are they doing out there?
Right, right.
But it's a tradition in Mexico.
Yes.
It's now in El Paso.
Yes, it is.
And the Day of the Dead is actually a way to celebrate those who have parted.
That's exactly right. And for the association to do this, this is a wonderful thing to give back to the community. And we ask for a donation of $5 to come in.
And again, if you got a 10, just throw it in there.
Oh, we'd love to have it. Yes.
So, but it's something you provide, and you say there's going to be performances. Where will those be?
They're going to be primarily over by the John Wesley Hardin, the Chinese cemetery area. That's a large area for the performances. But then we have them wandering through the internal roads where we have visitors and things.
2,000 people is
over 2,000
people.
That's right. And we also have the entire Buffalo Soldier area dedicated to food vendors.
Oh.
And so your food vendor trucks are going to be located there. It makes it easy access back and forth.
Dia de los Muertos, but the living people can eat.
Living people can eat, yes.
Yeah. And you even some of the dead people were eating. People are providing them with food.
It's provided. I don't know if they eat it or not.
You know what happens to it or not.
Well, we don't know that. We don't stay there all night.
We have many creatures wandering. I know we've got a roadrunner. Got a great big fox. Oh, we got some big gophers.
For real?
We got the little prairie things.
You have any snipes?
Probably some snipes running around there.
I know. I've always wanted to take favorite people on snipe hunts.
Yeah, you see. Oh, you can do that in Concordia, huh?
Yes.
Yes, we had submarine races in California.
Oh.
In the graveyard?
No. Same thing with snipes, but they were submarines.
Right.
I see, sure.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, so this is Concordia Cemetery.
It's Concordia.
Two big events coming up. The one next Saturday is a biggie. And that's more Old West because that's who's buried there, a lot of them. Like John Wesley.
Early pioneers of El Paso.
That's a better way to put it.
Yes, early pioneers.
You got a Masonic section over there?
Yes, we do.
The Jewish section is usually not open for this.
Right.
This event.
It's not open on Saturdays. But we talk about, you know, if anyone wants to come and be in the area where we're going to be performing and talk about the Jewish section and the history, please call me. We'd be happy to set you up in an exhibit.
591-2326.
Yes.
I got you written down here.
Yes, you do.
Well, that's an interesting thing you do. And Patricia Kidney has been one of the people I've always referred to as she's going to promote El Paso even if nobody else is.
That's right.
And I've seen this happen, and you're just one of those go-getters. It's people in the railroad group that do that.
Yes.
We do that here on the History Radio Show. The Six Guns is a group that's going to promote El Paso no matter what. And Concordia Cemetery, Patricia Kidney. Now, you could use some more help over there, volunteers, yes?
Certainly could. We are a small group, and, you know, we're just stretched so thin. So if you'd like to help us, you can help us in our admissions and taking admissions. Also, we need some people to help us with surveys. The county is now requesting that we capture data. And we need someone to help.
A clipboard with
surveys. Yes, just asking people, would you mind telling us your zip code?
So
and
you
how
needed,
many are in your
what?
Party? Now, yes.
What?
Yes, your
what
zip
that?
Code, yes.
I'm sorry, that was a, never mind. I was being facetious, sorry.
Yes, they're wanting us to capture this information because we are funded through the hotel occupancy money. And this as a historic designation. As a tourism destination,
they want to see what their dollars.
They
doing,
want to know if it's bringing in people from outside the area. So we've reached out to UTEP students, and I haven't had a response yet. But if someone would like to help us, we have the cathedral students.
Awesome. There we are. Yeah,
we're going to be asking them to do that too. So if you're asked, you don't have to give your name. You just give us your zip code and. Just an idea. It helps us with our funding.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yes, we
and,
do.
And if somebody out there is just too rich and has just excess cash, call Patricia.
Oh, yes,
591-2326. And you'll spend it wisely on taking
very
care
wisely.
Of the cemetery.
That's right.
Every penny is spent wisely as it is now, and it's very limited. So
well, you do get some help from the county is also in labor, right?
Yes, we have the community service workers out there on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings. And they are the ones who keep this place clean and orderly and maintained. And I just can't praise their supervisor enough.
So if you
Sergio,
get busted for something and you want to work it off, this is a way to do it.
Request to come to Concordia.
Yeah, okay. And you get a lot of people.
Yes, we do. We average from 45 to 70 people each Wednesday morning and each Saturday morning.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yes, we
do. So that's why the weeds are gone.
That's why. But by the way, this rain is bringing them all back. So
oh, yeah.
We're really working hard. But we appreciate any and every effort we can get.
How big is Concordia? That's a huge, you know, without the Jewish footage, square footage.
Well, the Jewish footage is probably around 3.5 to 5 acres.
Them alone.
Yes, but overall it's 52 acres.
52, okay. That's a big piece of land there to deal with.
And I would tell you that our supervisor out there of community service workers, Sergio Apodaca, has a wonderful process on how to get this work done. He's come up with different teams, and he's very, very efficient with it all.
Glad to hear that.
Yes.
Oh, he really, and he's got his own pride in that place. He really has got his heart into Concordia.
Well, you organize it quite well. I've been out there a couple of times watching it. All right, we'll take a break here, come back and talk more with Patricia Kidney and the fact that she is going to Pepe's today for lunch. And the special is?
Chili relleno. Plate.
There you go. That's what we got out of Pepe's today.
Good choice.
And one more break coming up, and call us if you think you need to.
Or you can go to our Facebook page,
what
which is
there?
The El Paso History Facebook page. I'm going to have Patricia's picture up, but I've got our last hour guests are up. And it's, like I said, it's the El Paso History Radio, El Paso History Radio Show Facebook
on
page.
On Facebook. Shall we go to a commercial?
Yes, we shall.
Hit the button, dude.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
The trip we're taking this weekend to Aguirre Springs is the shortest trip we'll take all year. But what it lacks in distance, it more than makes up for in diversity. It's where the Oregon Mountains have met the Chihuahuan Desert and decided to become one. The mountains harbor more than 800 plant species, where you'll find everything from alligator junipers to ponderosa pines. Same thing with animals. You'll see everything from Colorado chipmunks to mule deer, from the ruby-throated hummingbird to the golden eagle. Our hogs are big fans of diversity, too. Trips like this one will include everything from Sportsters to electric glides and anything else Harley has to offer. But what we have to offer is the best group of people riding to the most interesting places you'll find anywhere in the country. And along with all that diversity, we offer something else too. The greatest place in the world to buy and ride your new Harley Davidson. The adventure begins at BarnettHarley.com, or you can see us in person at Barnett Harley Davidson. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Our next governor can do a lot to grow New Mexico's economy. Michelle Lujan Grisham has a plan for 50% of New Mexico's energy to come from clean and renewable resources like wind and solar, and sell it to other states to create good-paying jobs for New Mexicans. And Michelle has a real plan to transform our schools and train our workers for new jobs in all kinds of careers. From investing in pre-K to giving students of every age the education and skills they need to be successful in careers here in New Mexico. Skills they can learn close to home through apprenticeships and partnerships with local businesses and colleges. Like degrees from Doña Ana Community College in Automotive Science or Hospitality and Tourism, and from NMSU's main campus in Aerospace and Nursing. Michelle Lujan Grisham wants our families to stay in New Mexico and prosper here. Get the details at NewMexicansForMichelle.com.
Paid for by New Mexicans for Michelle.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, got a couple things to tell you about the McGoffin Home. They're always doing interesting things down there, including the history that's in the house. But they've got a book club going on next Saturday. Why not? Everything else is going on next Saturday. Call them up at 533-5147, and that's a McGoffin Home State Historic Site, and they have a visitor center, and you can go there and talk about books. The Corral of the Westerners, number 26. I presume that's the chapter?
Yes, one of the early chapters.
The early chapters, and they're going to be Friday, October 19th at the Holiday Inn West on I-10 on Sunland Park at 6 p.m., $20, and what is the program?
The program is John Middaugh is going to talk about El Paso's Wild West history.
Oh, dear. Visitors are welcome. You got to call them by Monday. And is this the better number to call them on, this one here?
Yes.
759-9538. That's the El Paso Corral of the Westerners. And Club Friendship, meeting Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018, St. Paul's Methodist Church on Edgemere, 11 a.m. It's lunch for $10. My Texas Ranger grandfather, Alonzo Odin. That was not my Texas Ranger grandfather.
No, no, that's Mary Sue Overstreet.
Oh, I see. Mary Sue Overstreet. That was her Texas Ranger grandfather.
And she has his diary, and she has wonderful stories about him.
Call this woman, 591-2326.
That's right.
And this woman is sitting here named Patricia Kidney.
That's right.
And also, just to let you know real quick, we want to thank Paul Whitler. Paul Whitler Graphics, he keeps putting stuff up on the website for the missing Pattersons. We've got 160-some-odd articles. He's put up a half a dozen of them so far, and he put up a bunch more of them. And if you want to, you can actually follow along by reading those each week and see what was going on in 1957. The missing Pattersons are still missing. I have a good idea where they might be, but we can't tear up that house.
I really wish they'd find them.
Well, if you found, you know, if you found them, you know what they'd be? They'd be dust.
Yes, that's true.
They would be dust. Well, the way they were killed. According to the psychic. But that's
solved, though, you know.
Anyway, call up Paul Whitler Graphics. He does good. And if you get lost in WordPress, which is so easy to do, Paul can find your way out the door on WordPress. 581-7054. Okay, now what do you got?
Dia de los Muertos. We were just talking about that, and we just kind of want to remind everybody that is going to be November 3rd from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Concordia Cemetery over there at 3700 East Yandel. And it's a one-day event, and it's a cultural and spiritual celebration commemorating our lost loved ones.
Yandel. I'm still working it out.
Okay, Yandel. Yandel is in Handel.
Candle.
They're going to call me up.
Go there.
The revelers are dressed in vintage Mexican clothing, completed with traditional calavera painting, and events include artisans, vendors, scavenger hunt, live music, food trucks, all kinds of great things, dancers, entertainment, all kinds of wonderful things. So get out there. It's only $5 to get in. And if you want more information, you can call 497-1126 or go to ConcordiaCemetery.org for more details.
That's a good website for this kind of information. And Patricia Kidney is still sitting here. Normally, you'd be out at the cemetery wandering around.
Normally, I would be, yes.
But today's not a normal day.
No. Today is the day I'm proudly promoting our fundraisers.
You've got a half a minute to explain how to come out next Saturday.
Next Saturday, come out and be with us from 11 to 3 on Saturday. And $5 for adults, $3 for students.
Throw the 10 in there.
Throw some extra money. This is at 3700 East Yandel. Yandel.
And that's next Saturday.
Saturday, October 20th.
And then the following 2 weeks later, you have.
We have the Dia de los Muertos.
Both to be supported and both to
absolutely. To support Concordia. And it's from 2 to 8 p.m.
Patricia Kidney, thanks for being here.
Thank
I'll see you at Pepe's in a few minutes.
Yes, let's go. I'm hungry.
I'll see you all next week on
next
the air.
Next weekend, you'll be come back and talk to us. And also, ephistory.com for those articles on the missing Pattersons.
Right.
And the archives of the History Show.
So and the El Paso History Radio Show. Check us out.
It's just sitting there looking at you. Yeah, talking.
Patricia's up there smiling.
Thank you again in the control room, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.